AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. This is day 9 of the search in upstate New York for convicted killers Richard Matt and David Sweat.
We don't know if they are still in the immediate area or if they are in Mexico by now.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says every lead about the prison escapees' whereabouts is being followed.
That is the nature of the business. You follow up every tip, you follow up every lead. You are as conscientious as you can be on every lead because you never know which one is going to be the one.
The focus of the search remains on an area not far from the maximum security prison in Dannemora, New York, the men escaped from. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Paul Ryan says he's optimistic a trade bill that was defeated last week will eventually pass. But President Obama is going to have to convince fellow Democrats this is a good bill.
They're the ones who are making him a very lame duck president, his own party. And so he's going to he has work to do with his party, and I hope that he can get that work done.
Ryan was on Fox News Sunday. President Obama wants fast-track authority on trade deals, with Congress approving or rejecting them without the power to make any changes. Thousands of Syrians are cutting through a border fence and crossed into Turkey, getting away from intense fighting in northern Syria between Kurdish fighters and jihadis. Syrian Kurdish fighters are closing in on the outskirts of a strategic Islamic State-held town in Syria. Chris Pratt and the Dinosaurs have a blockbuster on their hands.
Stand down.
Hey, hey! What did I just say? Delta, I see you. Back up.
It was no contest this weekend at the box office. Jurassic World had the second highest domestic opening of all time, $204 million. Compare that to the runner-up movie, Melissa McCarthy's Spy. It earned just $16 million. This is AP Radio News. The top advisor to President Obama on the Islamic State group says they are a true threat to the U.S.
Presidential advisor Brett McGurk, an expert on the Islamic State group, tells NBC's Meet the Press that the Sunni militant group has evolved into one of the strongest fighting forces in the region.
It is better in every respect than its predecessor, Al-Qaeda, in Iraq. It's better manned, it's better equipped, they're better fighters.
McGurk is the deputy special presidential envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter the Islamic State group. He considers Sunni tribal militias in western Iraq as key to defeating the Islamic State group. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A funeral will be held Wednesday outside Boston for Keith Broomfield. He was killed in Syria while fighting the Islamic State group. Broomfield is believed to be the first American citizen to die fighting alongside Kurdish forces against the Islamic State group. Broomfield's family has said he felt compelled to fight against what he considered evil. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.